Okay, so you're thinking about starting a microgreens business, huh?
Turning those tiny trays of vibrant green goodness?
Into a full-blown thriving operation.
Yeah, those Instagram posts, right?
I know, they make it look so good. Rows of those perfectly sprouted microgreens.
Private jets, microgreen mansions.
Who wouldn't want a piece of that? But
Yeah, but
before you start dreaming too big,
hold on a sec.
let's unpack something super important.
There's this hidden reality behind all the hype.
This, like, microgreens gold rush everyone's talking about.
You gotta be ready for it.
And get this,
The stats.
they paint a pretty stark picture.
Almost half.
Yeah.
Almost half of all these microgreens businesses,
Oh, wow.
they
Oh,
fail
really?
in their first year.
Half. That's a lot. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, it's a real wake-up call.
You'd think with the, relatively low startup costs,
You'd think it'd be easier to make it, right?
more people would be able to stick it out.
Definitely.
So what's going on? What are these new growers missing?
It's not just about growing great microgreens.
You need more than a green thumb, huh?
Way more. You could be like a microgreen whisperer.
The best grower out there.
But if you don't have those business systems in place,
I see.
you're gonna
Like
struggle.
marketing, right.
Marketing, finances,
Planning your
the
products.
whole nine yards.
Gotcha. It's not just about the plants themselves.
It's the whole business side of things.
Right. And that's where I think that Microgreens Business Blueprint series comes in.
Oh, yeah, that series is great.
The one that breaks it down into five books.
Five whole books.
Like having a mentor
Yeah, exactly.
guiding you through every step.
And it starts with the 30-day microgreen startup guide, right?
Yeah, that's the first book.
It's all about taking those first steps the right way.
Making sure you have a solid foundation.
Yeah, so you don't make those rookie mistakes.
Ones that can sink your business before it even gets going. I
Exactly.
wish I had something like that when I was starting out.
Oh, me too.
It sounds like Microgreens Entrepreneurship 101,
That's a good way to put it.
but practical, you know?
Totally. It's all about avoiding those common pitfalls.
Okay, so we've got that crucial foundation covered.
The first step.
What about,
Profits.
yeah, Profits, the second book in the series, Profit First Microgreens Production.
Now we're talking.
It seems like that one dives right into the nitty-gritty
It gets down to business.
of running a, well, profitable operation.
When we're messing around,
You know, turning your
your
passion
love of tiny greens.
into cold, hard cash.
Ching.
I love that title, Profit First.
It says it all, doesn't it?
It's a reminder that, even if you're the best grower out there,
The most talented microgreens guru.
if you're not making money,
Yeah.
it's just an expensive hobby.
And ain't nobody got time for that.
So true. Okay, so we've got the startup guide, the profit Bible.
Now for the fun part.
What's next?
Book three, The Microgreens Marketing Machine.
Okay, so now we're talking about getting those greens,
Into the hands of hungry customers.
building that brand, creating a buzz.
Getting people excited.
Yeah, so it's more than just posting pretty pictures on Instagram.
Right. Way more.
Yeah,
It's about,
it's about strategy.
yeah,
It's about turning those likes.
into sales.
Yes, and loyal customers.
Building a real customer base.
Exactly, like that Seattle entrepreneur we talked about.
Oh, right. The one who meticulously tracked everything
She was a spreadsheet ninja.
and ended up building this amazing business
By pre-selling her microgreens.
to restaurants and chefs.
She was smart.
She knew what her market wanted.
And she delivered.
Totally different from that Portland startup.
Oh, yeah, the one that went under.
Because they scaled up too fast.
Without securing enough dyers.
They didn't pay attention to those crucial market signals.
A classic mistake.
Ouch. That's a tough lesson to learn.
The hard way, yeah.
Speaking of scaling up,
Oh, yeah.
that seems to be the focus of book four.
Scale your microgreens business.
That sounds exciting, but also a little scary.
It can be both.
It's like the next level.
Taking your business to new heights.
But doing it sustainably.
Exactly, without losing your sanity.
Okay, so we've got starting up, making a profit, marketing.
And scaling.
That leaves us with the fifth and final book.
Technical mastery. Advanced microgreens production.
Ooh, this is where we get into the serious growing techniques, right?
This is for the microgreens Jedi
The
masters.
people who want to take their skills to the next level.
Pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
I'm picturing like rows and rows of perfectly climate-controlled grow rooms.
LED lights, hydroponics.
Microgreens galore.
It's about becoming a true expert.
A microgreens guru.
Always learning, always experimenting.
So this series really does take you on a journey, huh?
From that first tiny seed,
To building a thriving, sustainable microgreens empire.
It's a wild ride.
And what I find fascinating is how it emphasizes that holistic approach.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
It's not just about being a great grower.
Nope.
It's about understanding the entire business.
The whole shebang.
Production, finance, marketing, sales.
You got to have it all.
It's like that success triangle concept.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
The idea that production, profit, and sales
all need to be in perfect balance.
Like a three-legged stool.
Yeah.
If one leg is weak,
the whole thing collapses.
So how do these books help us strengthen each leg of that stool?
Well, that's what we're going to dive into next.
I'm ready. Let's get started.
Let's do it. That success triangle.
Yeah. Production, profit, sales.
It's the key.
To building a microgreens biz that actually works.
That can thrive.
It's about finding that sweet spot where everything's humming along, you know.
Working together in perfect harmony.
I like the image of the three-legged stool.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
If one leg is weak,
the whole thing goes.
Timber.
Exactly.
So how do these books, like, how do they actually help us strengthen each of those legs?
Well, let's start with production.
The heart of the operation.
That's where profit first microgreens production really shines.
Okay, yeah, that one.
It gets into all these techniques for optimizing your growing process.
So you're not just growing.
You're growing efficiently.
And making sure every tray is actually contributing to your bottom line.
There's this one method. It's called the direct costing method.
Okay, I'm listening.
It helps you track your expenses, like down to the penny.
So you know exactly where your money's going.
Exactly. No more guessing games.
That's smart.
It takes the guesswork out of it.
I can see how that would be super helpful, especially when you're starting out.
Oh, definitely.
You don't have a lot of wiggle room, you know.
Every penny counts.
Yeah, and it's not just about tracking costs either, right?
No. It's about pricing.
Ah, yes. The dreaded pricing conversation.
It's not always easy.
Especially when you're passionate about what you're growing.
You want to share it with the world.
Yeah, but you also got to make a living.
Exactly. And that's what this book really helps you with.
Like finding that balance.
Understanding your worth.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point.
It's about pricing your microgreens.
In a way that reflects their value.
Their quality, the love you put into them.
No more underselling yourself.
No way. You deserve to be compensated for your hard work.
I love that.
And this book gives you the tools to do it.
Okay, so we've talked about production, profit.
The first two legs of our stool.
What about the third one? Sales.
Ah, yes, sales.
That's where the microgreens marketing machine comes in.
Time to get those greens out there.
Into the hands of eager customers.
This book is all about building a brand.
Creating that buzz.
Making your microgreens irresistible.
Okay, so it's more than just pretty pictures on Instagram, right? We talked about that earlier.
It's way more than that. It's about crafting a message.
Telling the story.
Connecting with people on an emotional level.
So it's not just about the product itself. It's about the experience.
Exactly. People buy into experiences.
They want to feel good about what they're buying.
And that's where your marketing comes in.
You're selling them more than just microgreens. You're selling them a feeling.
A lifestyle, a connection to something bigger.
That's powerful stuff.
It is. And this book really breaks it down.
Gives you those concrete strategies.
For crafting a marketing message that resonates.
I love it.
And it's not just about, like, big, broad marketing either.
Okay, so what else?
Niche marketing.
Oh, right. We talked about that a bit.
Finding those specific customer segments who are most likely to love your microgreens.
The people who are already looking for what you have to offer.
Exactly. It's about targeting your efforts.
Being strategic.
So you're not wasting time and energy.
Makes sense.
It's about finding your people.
The ones who get you. The ones who appreciate what you're doing.
And building a loyal following.
That's how you create a sustainable business.
Long-term success.
I'm starting to see how all of these pieces fit together, you know?
It's like a puzzle.
Each book is a piece.
And when you put them all together.
That's the full picture.
A thriving microgreens business.
It's inspiring, honestly.
It is. It shows you what's possible.
And that even if you're starting small.
You can still achieve big things.
I love that message.
It's all about taking those first steps.
And building from there.
Brick by brick.
Okay, so we've talked about production, profit, sales.
We've covered the basics.
Now I'm curious about scaling up.
Ah, yes. Scaling.
That's where scale your microgreens business comes in, right?
That's the one.
It seems like a lot of businesses struggle with that transition.
Oh, yeah. It can be tricky.
You're growing. Things are going well.
But then you hit a wall.
And you're not sure how to get to the next level.
That's where this book comes in handy.
Okay, tell me more.
It's all about putting systems in place.
So you can handle that increased demand.
Without sacrificing quality.
Or burning yourself out.
Exactly. It's about working smarter, not harder.
I like that.
It's about building a team you can trust.
Delegating responsibility.
Streamlining your operations.
So you can focus on the big picture.
The strategic vision.
Okay, so scale your microgreens business is like the roadmap.
To that next level of growth.
From small scale to powerhouse.
That's a good way to put it.
I'm starting to get really excited about this. You know,
me too.
It's all starting to click.
The possibilities are endless.
So we've got the foundation, the profit strategies, the marketing magic, and the scaling roadmap.
What's left?
Well, there's one more book, right?
Technical Mastery. Advanced Microgreens Production.
That's the one for the true microgreens enthusiasts.
The ones who want to dive deep.
Into the science of it all.
The nitty gritty.
I'm picturing, like, lab coats and microscopes.
Maybe not that extreme.
But you get the idea.
It's about understanding the nuances.
Of microgreen cultivation.
Experimenting with different techniques.
Pushing the boundaries.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so we've explored each leg of that success triangle.
We've covered a lot of ground.
What's the key takeaway you want our listener to walk away with?
That building a successful microgreens business is a journey.
Not a destination.
It takes time, effort, dedication.
And a willingness to learn and grow.
Always be learning.
So true.
And that's what this series is all about, really.
It's like a guidebook for that journey.
A roadmap to success.
I like that.
And even if you never achieve technical mastery.
That's okay.
It's the journey that matters.
The process of learning and growing.
And building something you're proud of.
That's what it's all about.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
But I'm curious, you know, what happens after you've mastered all five books?
Oh, that's a great question.
You've achieved that technical mastery.
You've built a thriving microgreens empire.
What's next?
That's what we'll explore in the final part of our deep dive.
I can't wait.
Stay tuned.
It's amazing, isn't it?
What is?
This whole idea of building a microgreens business.
Oh, yeah. It's fascinating.
Well, it's more than just...
It's not just about the greens themselves, right?
Yeah.
It's about...
It's about building something
sustainable,
resilient, just like those tiny microgreens we love so much.
I love that idea of resilience, you know?
It's a powerful metaphor. It is. Those little guys, they have to overcome so much.
To thrive in those little trays.
Limited space.
Intense light.
They need constant nutrients, fresh water.
And yet they still manage to grow.
It's
like a mirror of the entrepreneurial journey.
Right. You got to be tough.
You got to adapt.
You got to hustle.
You got to be resourceful.
And you got to have a strong foundation.
Ah, that foundation.
That's key.
Absolutely. Remember that Portland startup we talked about?
The one that went belly up.
Scaled up way too fast.
They had the passion.
They loved those greens, but they didn't have the business sense.
They missed that crucial message from the 30-day microgreen startup guide, right?
Start strong.
Plan ahead.
Build that foundation.
Before you even think about scaling up.
Exactly. It's about setting yourself up for the long haul.
Thinking about the future.
Not just the here and now.
It's like, if you treat your microgreens venture as a hobby.
Oh, yeah, you're gonna.
You're gonna make emotional decisions.
Instead of logical ones.
But if you approach it as a legitimate business.
With a business mindset.
You're more likely to make those tough calls.
The ones that will ultimately benefit your bottom line.
Even if they're not fun.
Even if they're hard.
Right.
Sometimes you gotta make those sacrifices.
It's about shifting your mindset.
From grow and hope.
To plan and execute.
Love that.
And that's where those financial management strategies come in, right?
Yes, the number.
From Profit First Microgreens Production.
That book is a lifesaver.
It is. Remember that Seattle entrepreneur?
The spreadsheet queen?
She was so meticulous about tracking everything.
Costs, yields, sales.
It allowed her to make those data-driven decisions.
About pricing and production.
She knew her numbers.
She wasn't afraid to get into the nitty-gritty.
And that's what set her apart.
Knowledge is power.
It really is, especially in business.
You gotta know what's working, what's not.
And where you can improve.
Constantly analyzing.
But I get it. Not everyone loves spreadsheets.
I know. They can be intimidating.
For those folks who, you know, who find financial management a bit daunting.
What would you say to them?
What advice would you give?
Start small. Don't be afraid to ask for help.
Find a mentor.
A financial advisor.
There's someone who can guide you.
And don't try to do everything yourself.
Right. Build a team.
Delegate.
Focus on your strengths.
Exactly.
Okay, so even with a solid plan, a handle on your finances.
You still got to stand out, right?
Yeah, that's the challenge.
Microgreens market.
Getting crowded out there.
Lots of competition.
So how do you break through the knives.
Oh, that's where the marketing magic comes in.
The Microgreens marketing machine.
Time to get creative.
I love that book.
It's full of great ideas.
Remember we talked about niche marketing?
Finding your tribe.
Connecting with those customers who are already looking for what you have to offer.
But you can go even further.
Okay, how?
Think outside the box.
Give me an example.
Partner with local chefs.
Ooh, I like that.
Create exclusive microgreens blends.
Inspired by seasonal flavors.
Yeah. Or offer workshops.
Teaching people how to grow their own microgreens.
Empowering your customers.
That's brilliant.
It's about creating an experience.
More than just a product.
It's a story, a connection.
People want that.
They crave it.
And you can leverage your community to create a truly unique brand.
Imagine a microgreens subscription service.
Okay.
Delivering fresh, hyper-local greens.
To people's doorsteps.
Every week.
Supporting local farmers.
Promoting sustainable practices.
That's what I call a win-win-win.
For you, for your customers, for the community.
It's a beautiful thing.
It really is.
It's about building something meaningful.
Something that nourishes.
Body and soul.
Exactly.
So to all those microgreens entrepreneurs out there.
The dreamers, the doers.
Remember.
Now nurture your business.
With the same care and attention.
You give to those tiny greens.
Embrace the challenges.
Celebrate the victories.
And never stop learning.
Never stop growing.
Who knows?
Maybe someday.
We'll be featuring your microgreen success story
right here on The Deep Dive.
Until then, happy growing.